Good morning, and welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness. This morning, I want to introduce to our global village a very special co-host with us today, Marcella McBride. Marcella is an intuitive life coach and mentor to visionary women. Marcella, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
And I am Dr. Leslie Wells from the Dr. Leslie Show, Your Bridge to Wholeness. We are working with holistic living. We've got Merck on the boards. Thank you, Merck. Carrying that special spirit of God, moving through music and sounds. Thank you for bringing your healing presence and holding the space. And speaking of holding the space, I just want to really acknowledge those from around the globe who are joining us today. We are holding a space for a gathering of the Global Village in Oneness. So I want to quickly say hello to our friends in Masaka, Uganda, Bruno, Moses, Benin and Kellen, Luigia. Welcome, friends, today. Patrick in Kingston, Jamaica. Hi, Patrick. Welcome, Max and Stephanie in Ecuador, and all of our friends who are joining now in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Chile, the UK, throughout Europe, and, of course, in the Queen City of Charlotte, North Carolina, U.S. of A., East
Charlotte.
Coast. It's a beautiful day outside today, and I'm very honored to say that this is a special show. We have our very special guest for the second time, Judy Satori, my longtime friend, amazing soul sister, very renowned international facilitator of spiritual connection and healing. Judy of the Sound of Light, who's been bringing through energy activations for years, bringing changes to people on the planet, shifting in their own frequency and helping us through our understanding of what the Holy Spirit is doing on the earth, and also helping us to access higher and higher levels of that work that's happening. Judy, we want to bring you on now. And Judy, thank you for getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to join us from New Zealand.
That's a great pleasure, Leslie and Marcella. I'm in New Zealand at the moment, everybody, so that's why it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Lovely to be on the program today. Thank you.
Judy, it's such a pleasure and an honor to have you back. And I just wanted to say that there's been so much feedback from the last interview that we did before you were taking off to France to join with those Mary Magdalene energies and just connect with what the Holy Spirit was guiding you to connect with there around Mary Magdalene and the wisdom and energy that's coming through with that frequency. So I wanted to say that many people were touched by that, and listeners, just so you know, if you want to tune in to that previous interview, just as a foundation for today's conversation as well, it is on the website of bridgeholistichealing.com on the radio page, lower left-hand corner. You'll see Judy's picture, and you can click on that to hear the audio of that file. So, Judy, lots of people have been contacting us to say, those who weren't there, Judy actually brought through light language activation of the heart during that airing, and it was very powerful. And, Judy, we had calls from people who were really moved and had shifts in their own lives from that experience. So thank you so much for being available to be used by Spirit in that way. So, Judy, I promised the listeners that we were going to start our shows with a bit of starting from the physical and moving into the spiritual, kind of working through the body, mind, and spirit path. And we wanted to start today just by asking you, as someone who's been working with the Holy Spirit at a very high level for quite some time now, about some practical guidance from you about lifestyle and dietary changes that help our bodies to become more available to access this energy and information of God's Spirit coming through. How do we better hone our antennas that way? What changes have you seen yourself taking through the years as you've been bringing through the Holy Spirit's messages?
It's quite interesting because over time, Spirit have really, they've taught me a lot about this, and they've told me what adaptations to make to my own way of life. But what they've said most is drink lots of pure alkaline water. And what they say now is probably about 10 glasses a day.
Oh, 10, okay.
Mm, 10. Okay. Normally we get 6 to 8, but they're saying to me 10.
Okay. So, okay. And this water, what role do you see that water is playing? I get that our body is mostly water.
Well, our body is mostly water, and so we need to flush the cells of the body with the water.
Okay.
The water is also a conductor, and when we're bringing in energy through the body, we need to drink lots of water because the water in our bodies helps as a conducting mechanism for the energy. So that's really the whole function of the water. It's both to flush the body, to hydrate the body, but it's also to help to transmit the energy.
Okay.
And we're all conductors, you see. We're all spiritual beings. We all have the capacity to bring, spiritual energy. I'm just talking about energy vibrations through our body because we are energy in the first place. Mm. Our body is surrounded by an energy field. And so the water... it's a conducting mechanism. It's a bit like the river of our life in the body, because the river of our life in the body is the blood, and the blood needs water. So the water is really important.
Okay.
That's probably number one.
Thank you. And I just want to point out, this is quite funny. I'm holding the lovely indigo blue container of water. Marcella came in to join us today, and I rushed to her in the hall of the studio and said, "This is the first show I've ever been on where I didn't bring my water. Do you happen to have any?" She goes, "Well, I do in the car. I've got some pure alkaline water."
Perfect.
So we're tuned in. Thank you. So I've got the alkaline, where I hadn't been drinking the alkaline water, Judy. So I thank you for sharing with that. And Marcella, what got you onto the alkaline water yourself?
Just being around healthy people really helps. And they're like, "Well, have you heard about the alkaline water and how powerful it is?" I said, "Well, no, not yet." And I found a supplier here in Charlotte that apparently has like the best water in Charlotte now, hands down, above what the city provides, and it's incredible. So my husband and I have been drinking that now for a few months, and it feels really impactful. It does.
Mm. Thanks for that. And Judy, I mean, you did specify this alkaline water. I understand that most of us are too acidic in our pH balance, even though we don't want to swing too far to the opposite side. Most of us are we're living in kind of an acidic world, aren't we? Where the consciousness and thinking goes on is causing our body to create, an acid swing to
forming
the pH.
Also.
Go ahead.
Yes. I was just saying acid-forming foods also help to create acidity in the body.
Absolutely.
But you're quite right. It's the thoughts. Often our thoughts are very acid-forming. Love and watermelon, I think, are the most alkaline.
Oh, I love watermelon. Let's have a watermelon love party, shall we?
A watermelon love fest would be good. To go a long way to making our bodies alkaline.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
so
have
what Bert also say to me is the plant-based foods. Because, you see, the earth shifted in vibration, and foods that are grown in the earth have that new vibration. Whereas other foods that are man-made or animal-based foods don't have that vibration.
Okay.
So plants, particularly plants with chlorophyll, green plants, very important. Plants that are grown above the ground, very important.
Versus our root and nightshade vegetables.
There's nothing wrong with root and nightshade vegetables necessarily, particularly root vegetables. But the green pigment in the plants is important. And it's something to do with the way the body's changing as we've moved into the fifth dimension, and our bodies are changing. And it's to do with the fact that the cells of the body need that chlorophyll-type pigment much more. They thrive on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shift going on in our bodies. change.
I find it interesting that this pigment that you're speaking of is green, which we associate with heart energy as well.
And healing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it also just feels so nutrient dense, full of the power and energy of the sun. When something is actually exposed to the rays of the sun, we take that in, and it feels so nourishing when I know that when I'm eating it.
That's very true, and that's also an important thing, because sun-ripened vegetables are so much better for us than vegetables that are picked green and stored. There's something in the sun-dried, the sun-infused vegetables called salvestrol, and this salvestrol has actually been found to really help with treating cancer patients. So you can buy something called salvestrol, and they help with, they really incredibly help people who have had cancer. I have a friend who's a naturopath in Auckland, and they did an experiment with, I think there were 9 or 10 terminally ill people who had about 3 weeks to live, and they gave them salvestrol. This is just the particular part of the plant that's sun-ripened in minute form, in very focused form. And after 18 months, all of these terminally ill patients who had only 3 weeks to live and had been like written off by the medical profession, really, that as being end-of-life patients, were all still alive.
Wow.
So this is something that you can get to take.
So they're able to extract that now, the salvestrol, and actually bring it into a concentrate.
You can extract it, you see, from the plant and take it in capsule form. But it's really interesting to see that it's the sun-infused vegetables. It's something from the sun that is lacking in our food today.
Right.
Vitamin D is a huge part of that.
Well. That's interesting. Well, I know one thing after this conversation. I'm going to be seeking out what groups are actually offering organic sun-ripened fruits and vegetables in this area. So, look, after the show, you guys, once we're finished with our interview with Judy, whoever's aware of that availability around the Charlotte area, please call into the station. Listeners, we'll let you know next week. And those who are international, let us know what's available. How can we get more foods that are sun-ripened so that we can access more of this salvestrol within ourselves through our diet? And then, Judy, where do they carry this that's been encapsulated? Do you know if that's available in health
stores? People that are listening that are interested should just Google it.
Okay.
Salvestrol. I think it's a company in Canada that makes it.
Okay.
Product.
Terrific. So we can add to what we're eating with that. But I know I would sure love to start getting. After
it's spelled salvestrol.
Okay. Salvestrol. Right. Oh, thank you for that. So we are going to take a break for just a minute. Just wanted to let the listeners know that we are soon going to be moving into the conversation about Mary Magdalene. And this is Judy's return from Mary Magdalene visitation interview. And we look forward to hearing what's been happening in your life, Judy, and what revelations have been coming to you and through you.
Thank you.
So we'll just step aside for just a moment. And welcome back. This is Dr. Leslie with the Dr. Leslie Show, joined today by Marcella McBride, intuitive woman. Inspiring.
Good morning.
And we're honored to have with us global facilitator and spiritual teacher, Judy Satori. Judy, thank you again. I want to remind the listeners that Judy is joining us live from New Zealand at the moment. And we've been talking a little bit about how to raise the antenna with our lifestyle choices. And Judy was putting us on to alkaline water. And we were talking about having a love and watermelon party. Because
I really like that.
Love and watermelon hold the most alkaline frequencies. And we've all been a bit too acid. We want to get more into that alkaline side. So, and also, what was the name of that special substance that the fruits and vegetables create when they are sun ripened?
Well, they it's more that this is a brand name that's been, I think it's a brand name, really.
Okay, yep, that's fine.
It's called Selvestrol.
Selvestrol.
But it is a focused potent, the aspect of the sun-ripened fruit and vegetables.
So they've concentrated it into an easy way to get it.
So it's very important for the body.
Yes, and it's so hard to get that. In most grocery stores, you know, they're bringing all that stuff in from long distances, and it's picked very, very green and not ripened in the sun. So that sounds like something we definitely want to look into. Thanks for sharing that with us, Judy. And
it's very interesting, actually, and particularly in a treatment of cancer. It's very interesting to see what's been going on there.
Interesting how a substance can help shift that frequency, you know, in the body, and from the body, you know, going into a self-destruct process, let's just say, you know, kind of to help the body go back into its own inner harmony to work with itself. Which reminds me, now that we know that we've got this concentrated form of sun ripening, basically, that we're able to get, I was driving into the station this morning and my GPS was telling me when to turn right and left. And I was just thinking about how much easier my life is. I've newly relocated to the United States after living in New Zealand for a long time. And I'm very unaware of the roads, but I was able to move in so smoothly because of these new tools that technology brings to me. And it came to my mind, Judy, that it seems that new tools are being made available to us spiritually as well. And you have been one of the bringers of tools for us that seem to be speeding up the process and making staying on that right spiritual and energetic path easier than it used to be. It's not as hard as it used to be, it seems. What's your thoughts on that? What's coming through that are helping, and why at this time, assistance for us to move further forward on our spiritual evolutionary journey faster and with more ease?
Well, this is interesting because when I started doing this work in 1997, what spirit were bringing through me as a channel, as a conduit for the energy, was many tools, and they're all on my website, to help empower us to clear the karmic miasmic patterning, which is the past life distortion that we all have created with our thoughts, or has been projected on us in past lives, to expand our light body, to heal our heart of distortion, to empower us so that we could then go through the shift that we're all going through and have gone through and will continue to go through. So all the tools for 15 years has been about helping us as beings to become more empowered and to clear ourselves and to expand our light and to move forward through this process of ascension.
How gorgeous.
Now what's coming is something entirely different. And we were having a conversation, you and I, Leslie, a couple of days ago about all the information that's on my website now, The Sound of Light, being brought to a level where it's still really valid. And actually, as we've shifted into the fifth dimension, these sound tools and energy transmissions are more, they impact more on us because we're able to receive them more readily into our energy field.
Okay.
So they're going to work better. But what's coming now is something entirely new. It's so new that I don't even know what it is. And I'm in a, personally, as a person and as a channel, I'm in a total transition place between the old and the new. And the new hasn't really fully come in to me. And everything that I've ever done work-wise and to brought out has been what Spirit have asked me to do. I've never thought, well, I might write a book or I might do this activation. It's been a co-creation experience with Spirit where I've said, okay, what do we get out now? What do we do? And they've told me. And quite often I've said, but I don't know how to do this. And that was true for me in 1997 when I first started to teach channeling, because I they said to me, you are now to teach channeling. And I said, well, I don't know how to do it. And they said, we'll show you. And they put together a weekend workshop, you know, all the topics, what you did in this weekend workshop. And so I went ahead and I followed what they'd asked me to do, even though I didn't know how to do it consciously. And all the people at that first channeling workshop all learned to channel.
Mm.
Now what they're saying is, yes, you can teach people now to speak the languages of light. Earlier this year in January, I did a class, which is on my website, as an audio download, called Exploring the Languages of Light. Mm. But now it's about, okay, you can teach speaking the languages of light.
Mm.
And I was going to be teaching this at the New Life Expo in New York City, which is actually this weekend. Now, unfortunately, my father passed away in New Zealand, which is why I'm here. So I could not do that. But I still plan to do this class, Speaking the Languages of Light,
mm.
and probably have it available as an audio. But the point I'm trying to make here, and I think is important, is that I don't know how to teach this. I don't know what is involved. It's just part of what I've had to do for all of the time that I've worked with Spirit, is to just trust that they know what they want to do,
mm.
and I'm a conduit for doing it.
Mm. Judy, you know, you just use that word trust, and that is just so big. I mean, I just want to acknowledge you for the path of complete trust that you've been walking for quite a lot of years here. And I think one of the biggest challenges that we have as humans is to let go of our sense of control, and part of that is tied in with feeling like we know what we're doing and making our own plan and surrendering to God. And I want to point out to those listeners to this that this languaging is a little bit new for, that, you know, even in the Bible, God is presented as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And even beyond that, there are many, many names for God that actually represent different aspects of God. Jehovah Jireh, and there's just so many names. Yahweh and Yod-Heh-Vod-Heh and the I Am That I Am, Divine Presence. And I believe that many people are coming to a place where their communication with God and how God represents itself to them is in a plural version. How can we really put all the aspects of the unfathomable divine into a box and say one, it or he, you know, but that there are multiple aspects. And so when they are giving Judy guidance, you know, there's a plural that's coming through. She's getting information from multiple aspects of God. Would you say that's true, Judy?
I definitely say that's true.
Okay.
It's not like there's a person sitting up there dictating to me.
Yes, no, not it's, that white bearded man.
Yeah. It's just like I'm tapping into a universal consciousness, a God grid.
Yes. Oh, I love that. The God grid. The God grid.
Yeah, and I would add to that,
too. The God grid. But I also have to say that, you know, the faith and the trust thing.
Yes.
It's not always that easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I stress about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have, and I probably always will. But what I'm learning now more to do, what I realize is the more I surrender to not knowing and just allow God to bring me or Spirit to bring me to the next place, like what I recorded in February, the analogy of just allowing the river to take me to the sea, which is ascension or the light, more bringing more light into us and being aligned with our soul's purpose. If we can just sit in that not knowing and just allow God, universal consciousness, the flow of life, to take us where we're meant to go and surrender to the process, it's an awful lot easier
that is so
than
beautiful.
Stressing about it.
That is so beautiful. So, you know, then would you say that the way to make the shift from one to the other is to take our eyes off of this world and just keep our eyes on that which we would call God? Just, I mean, how do you keep yourself in that space?
Well, if you could just go into meditation.
Okay.
And just, for years I've asked, with the power of God that I am, I ask, or I am aligned with with divine will. I am aligned with my soul's highest purpose in this lifetime.
Oh. So where Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes.
So moving out of that little lower mind, the one that's afraid and wants to control everything, and just surrendering
and
to divine will.
It's not like giving your power away.
Mm-hmm.
It's about aligning with your soul's higher guidance, rather than the guidance, the lower guidance of the personality self, which is all about desire often,
okay.
and what we think we should do.
Right. And are those thoughts often motivated by fear?
Motivated by fear often. Motivated by all sorts of desires like greed, fear, lack of confidence, all sorts of things motivate us to operate in different ways. But if you can just come back into the love of self and our connection through the love of self to our God self, then it's so much easier to make decisions, and then we can sit more in a place of joy and not stress.
That's amazing, Judy. What a beautiful and personal sharing. So, Judy, we're gonna step aside for a break in just a moment, but I just wanted to ask, as we bring this conversation towards your journey to France and your journey to connect with new energy, new information, new messages coming through that are actually resonating with the frequency of that which we call Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
Did you get some new tools or insights to do with this kind of walking in trust and being vulnerable but empowered at the same time?
Yes, I did. And I think, you see, when I first went to France, I went to the monastery at Saint-Barne. It's called the Hostellerie, and it's run by Dominican monks and Dominican sisters. And it's right at the base of the mountain where the cave is, or the grotto that Mary Magdalene lived in for 30 years. And when I went there, sometimes you can sit with your mental mind and, okay, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? Because you're only there for a short period of time. But what Spirit told me is, it's not so much what you need to do, it's just to be. And they said to me, this is a process. This is a process of change. It's not anything that you need to do, although we'll be giving you information that you are to bring out. This is information. And, you know, you can read books, of course, about Mary's life, although I haven't really read a lot about Mary's life at the moment. But it's more about the process of change that you will undergo, because it's the process of, sure, information, but secondly and majorly, energy transference that will come through you. So this process, and I'll talk about it more, began in France, but it's continuing for me.
So France was like the launching pad for a new journey?
Yes.
How awesome. So, Judy, we want to hear all about that launch when we come back from the break in just a few moments. So, listeners, stay tuned. And welcome back to the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness. And we're moving back into conversation with global facilitator and spiritual teacher, Judy Satori. Thank you, Judy. Once again, Judy has gotten up at 4 a.m. to join us today. And I want to acknowledge once again our global village who have tuned in with us today. Look, friends, soul brothers and sisters from all around the planet, we welcome you. And understand that you are in the moment connecting with others all around this planet. So it's our joy and our honor to be holding that space for the joining of the global village. And Judy has just been sharing with us about the launching pad, actually the launch into a new journey that has opened up for her personally and that is opening up on the planet, that she's going to help bring gifts and tools from to assist us, like my GPS was assisting me on getting to the place I was wanting to go to this morning, to assist us on our spiritual journey, to stay on that track and not get lost in our way, and to actually be progressing as souls and as sons and daughters of God, being accurately guided by the Holy Spirit and not having as many hiccups with losing our way. So these new tools, these new frequencies, this new knowledge and information, we're just very thankful that the Holy Spirit is bringing these things through to us now. And Judy, we thank you for being one of the vessels, being one of the portals of this communication from God to the planet, and one of the portals of a vessel of gifts and activations to help us help ourselves in our own spiritual journey. So welcome back, Judy. Please let us know, what, you know, how would you see this launching into this new path? How has it opened up?
For me personally or for all of us?
Well, both. We can start with you personally. I just want to acknowledge, excuse me, but you did mention two things I wanted to mention. Is one, listeners, Judy has mentioned her website a couple of times. There are so many gifts and tools that she's offered to the world through her work, free of charge on her website. I mean, Judy has been living such an amazingly humble and spirit-led path. It's all been about giving, and I just want to acknowledge her for that. And if you go onto her website, which is thesoundoflight.com, you have an entire library of activations there where the Holy Spirit is moving through Judy and bringing through sounds, also called light language, also called the tongues of angels in the Bible. There's much conversation about this being a gift of the Holy Spirit. Judy has really been brought into the world with some very high gifts around this light language and this speaking in tongues that not only is bringing through a spiritual conversation, but bringing about an energetic change, a healing of what Judy was calling our, what, Judy, is it called the morphogenic field or the
morphogenetic, which really just morpho means to build.
Okay.
So it's like the substrate patterns of sound and light on which our physical bodies build from lifetime to lifetime. But these substrate patterns hold vibrations from all our lifetimes.
Okay.
They're from our soul.
So through our existence, and can I just acknowledge that for a number of people listening to this show, it may be a challenge to even hear this word about us having existence that's beyond when we were born from our mother's womb in this life as this identity. But, you know, the Bible even speaks about where God says, before you were conceived, I knew you, okay? That we have had an existence that's far longer than most of us have memory of, and there's nothing to say where we have existed before either. Would you say, I mean, Judy, is there possibility that we've had other existences that were not on what we would call planet Earth?
Yes, I certainly believe so. And I don't want to tout my book necessarily, but 2 years ago I was asked by Spirit to write a book called Sunshine Before the Dawn, and it's really the story of how we all came here from other star systems to the Earth, and that we have all had lifetimes on other star systems before we began our incarnations on the Earth.
Okay. Where God called us in to be human beings, human beings,
and
on
Hugh,
planet Earth.
The sound is the sound of God, or the name of God, Hugh. So human is beings created in the image of God.
Yes.
Really.
Aren't we just? And that's amazing that you're saying that, because right before the show started, we sang you. I really resonate with that sound as a love song to God. And, you know, listeners at home, just try it. Just sing that sound Hugh and see, feel the peace that comes into the room and into your own mind and body when you do that. But Judy, this launching time, this shifting that seems to have been activated or at least intensified with your connection to Mary Magdalene, and then even was interrupted, or what would appear to be, by sudden notice of your father being put into the hospital, of him suddenly moving into his last moments in this life. I mean, this was quite a severe shift for you. How have you been working with that?
Well, what happened, I went to France, and on this amazing journey, I spent 9 days at La Sainte-Dame, and I was asked to walk in the forest, because it's this beautiful sacred forest there. And I was told that deep down on that La Sainte-Dame, the Sainte-Dame Massif, which is the rocky mountains or hills in that area, there was water, like underground streams, and that these underground streams linked into Amenti. Now, a lot of people won't know what that means, Amenti. What that is, it's like a place deep within the inner earth, as I'm told, spiritually, holds the pulse rhythms for the earth. Like, it's almost like the vibratory heartbeat of the earth. And that this water, remember we talked about water being a conductor?
Yes.
The water emanating from this pulse rhythm or the heartbeat of the earth is actually bringing life into us or energy into us. So I was also told that when Mary came to Gaul, which was the old name for France, she was drawn to that area spiritually because of this underground water, because this was a place where the energy of God, of the Holy Spirit, could flow more easily into her.
The
living water. So that's why I was asked to go there, so that the energy of God, which is a catalytic energy to spark something in me, a process in me, I'm told, could flow more easily into me.
Oh.
So the fact that Mary lived there was so that this energy, this high vibrational God energy, because I was also told in France that Mary was the feminine aspect of God, personified in a physical body on the earth, as Jesus, Yeshua, was the masculine aspect of God, mm-hmm. personified in a masculine body on earth. Now, Jesus ascended into his light body. He became like Osiris, you know, the Egyptian myth with Isis and Osiris. Osiris ascended. He became, in the pyramid text, as a star in the belt of Orion. Orion, the central star of the god of Orion, is thought to be, in these metaphysical teachings, to be like the gateway to the higher heavens, the place of the Elohim. The Elohim are the creator aspect of God. Mm. And so Jesus ascended, and Mary stayed on earth to anchor the teachings of the way as the feminine aspect of God on the earth. And so she was there in that place, in the cave, the grotto of La Sainte-Dame. I was told in France, primarily because the energies of God could flow more easily through here in that place.
Mm. So how can we access that flow of the energies of God as she did in that place, even if we're not there in the physical? What's happening now that's going to help step up that energetic flow of God to where we can access it and be portals in a new way? What does Mary Magdalene have to bring for that?
So I'm going to speak in light language now. It's coming to me.
Yes.
And it's not, so this is something I don't know.
Okay.
So the spirit are around me and with me, and her energy overshadowing me at the moment is coming through me. They say this energy of God can be accessed by everybody purely by the love in the heart, by opening the heart into love. And what spirit, what Mary, you know, it's not Mary as in Mary, it's Mary as in bringing that energy vibration that she personified in her physical body on the earth through.
So it's a spiritual essence.
It's a spiritual essence of Mary, which is the feminine aspect of God, the creation aspect of God, coming through many people, not just through me. So many women particularly, I'm not sure whether men are carrying this vibration, probably not, but it's a feminine energy. And what they began to teach me about was the fundamental nature of love, which involves loving wisdom, loving kindness, loving strength, and loving beingness. Mm. Loving wisdom is the capacity to follow the path of the soul and to surrender to the path of the soul and to tune into what our higher soul aspects are saying to us to do and be in the world. Loving kindness is about compassion and kindness to all people, all beings. And it starts with loving kindness and compassion to ourselves.
Mm.
Loving strength is the grounded manifestation in the world by walking our walk, talking our talk of this loving wisdom, the guidance of the soul, actually manifesting it into our life on earth. That's loving strength, having the courage, the strength of the heart to actually do what we've been guided to do. And loving beingness is coming from that place of love within our being, because that is the gateway to joy. Not, as we spoke about earlier too, Leslie and Marcella, it's about surrendering to the journey and not trying to control it. Because that leads to joy. When we try to control it and trying to exert our mental mind and our personality will, then that journey becomes distorted by us, by these lower vibrational fear-based aspects of us. And it's really hard to access joy.
Judy, thank you so much.
Yeah.
This is so
beautiful.
That's
what happened here.
Yeah.
And then also, I spent 9 days getting 6 of 14 transmissions that I was told would be coming through this year.
Hmm.
And these transmissions were about doubt, joy, faith, gratitude, and our personal beingness, our personal security. And I wrote all this. This is information that I actually wrote down over the 9 days.
Judy, I am going to be in New Zealand in 3 weeks. You and I are going to be together there. It'll be around the time where they're having the First Light Symposium. We are going to be recording the show from there. I haven't spoken with you about this yet. I'm just telling you now. Would you be willing to bring through more of these teachings that you've just described on that show so that we can have that for the listeners in about 3 weeks? Will we be able to get together? I really think this is something that's important for the world to hear. So we can't thank you enough for giving us the introduction and the beginnings of these very important teachings that have come through and these aspects of love that sound so incredibly powerful, but not just the understanding, but the energy and the knowing that we can tune into our hearts and have greater strength in that now. I can't thank you enough for bringing that. Thank you again, Judy Satori, for joining us from New Zealand.